So the first question is, tell my audience who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So hi, guys. My name is Deborah and I am an entrepreneur. I actually own two different businesses. I have the art, my art business where I create wall art for homes. And I also have a photography business with my sister that we do on the side as well. I am also a YouTuber. I'm an influencer. And I also work with children on a daily basis. So it's a mix of a lot of different things. I like to occupy myself with many different aspects and that many different incomes coming in, because I always feel like, you know, that's pretty important. Yeah, that's me.
No, yeah, it really is. Especially when you have so many different passions, whether it's art or photography or YouTube, which they all sound similar because they're all in the art category. Exactly. They're all creative, but there's so many different elements that you need for each of them.
That is very true. Very, very true. Yes. And I also have a bachelor's degree in technology from Ryerson University. So it's a mix of a whole bunch of stuff, you know what I mean? So I use whatever I learned in school, in university, and then I apply it to my businesses and my brand.
Yeah. For today's age, being unique and having all these different kind of qualities and kind of putting it into one thing, one unique brand, is very important as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, so what did you want to be as a kid?
Yeah, as a kid, it's actually pretty funny because I always wanted to be a teacher. My dad is actually a teacher with the school board here in Toronto. And when I was little, I always wanted to be a teacher. I always liked, like, you know, I would pretend that I was a teacher in the class and there were students. And for the longest time, that was actually the path that I was going to go into when I was in high school. But I had so many different skills, and I had a teacher that really changed that, that helped me change that course and pick what I wanted to do in university, because he was like, you have so many different skills. And he told me, why don't you try going to, so my program is called Graphic Communication Management. And he told me to go into that, like to look at it and go into that area and kind of see what I want to do, because there was so much in there. You can do business. It was like graphics, which is like art. There was just so much. I wanted to be a teacher, but you know, it led to other things. Like in my life, I started having other skills.
Yeah.
So it led to different things. But as a kid, I always wanted to be a teacher.
No, but what's funny is that YouTube has a lot of different qualities of what a teacher has, like the educational part of it.
Exactly.
So it's funny how, like, sometimes, because people used to think I wanted to be a teacher when I was little too. I didn't necessarily want to, but people would tell me the way I would, like, talk to kids, that it was something that they would see myself doing. And it's funny that now I'm like, oh, okay, well, I kind of do that, but with YouTube as well.
Exactly. That's true. In different aspects, right? It's not, it might not be directly with like kids or whatever, but it's still, you know, you're still teaching people something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When did you first get into art?
Yeah. So I started getting into art in high school, actually. Mm-hmm. I actually took art classes because we have an option here in Canada, the school system, you get to pick between music, drama, or art. And I chose art, and I was doing that since grade 9. Like, it was something I was really good at. And, you know, my art teacher, she was always like impressed with my work. So I always had it in the background, but because I had so many different skills, I didn't know that later in my life, I would actually have an art business. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was always there, but I never like, implemented it. I never did anything about it. Just recently, I was just like, I have this skill. Why not, you know, put it out there to the world and see if it can, you know, bring in some income.
Yeah, it's very true. I think you even put in two questions into one.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah, I did.
Hey, it works out.
Exactly.
It's a lot faster.
Yeah.
Did you like art immediately, or did it take you some time to actually get into it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was more something that I started doing, and I just liked it. Mm-hmm. So I was exposed to it, mm-hmm. meaning like I got to high school and you have this option of yeah. drama, art, or music. And I chose art for some reason. And then, you know, I flourished in it. I was really good at it. But it was something that kind of just, I became better as I went. Because you know how it is. The more you practice, the better you get at things, right? So the more that I did it, the better I got to it. So it took some time to grow into a better, I would say, like, to grow my skill. But the skill was always there. Yeah.
And how come you didn't choose drama or, what was the other one?
Music.
Oh, music.
Yeah, I did a little bit of drama when I was, like, in elementary school. But I didn't choose those just because, I don't know, like art just stood out more to me. Mm-hmm. I just knew that I can actually like excel in it. Music and drama, I wasn't really sure. I was like, you know, I could be good, but I'd rather just do this. Mm-hmm. It was me just taking kind of like a risk and trying. I was like, I'll just try this. And then once I tried it, I stuck to it. I was like, okay, I'm doing, you know, art for the rest of the semesters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And were you able, was your classmates able to change or you had to stick to it?
My classmates?
Yeah. Like in your school system.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, it changes. Music. Pardon?
From the drama, like in when you chose art and you stuck to it, were you mm-hmm. able to change if you didn't like it? After a semester?
Yeah. They actually give you an option every year, like from grade 9 to grade 12, you get to choose different, if you wanted to change to drama, if you wanted to change to music, you had the option to. But for me personally, I just stuck to it because I really liked it. I just enjoyed it. And I thought like, and it was easy for me too, you know, because in high school, you're also trying to get the grade, right?
Yeah.
So for other students, maybe they found it a little bit harder depending on the teacher. But for me, like, it was very easy for me. Like, I was getting A pluses, like, throughout. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because the thing about art is it's not just art where you're doing your own thing. It's also art history. You know what I mean? It's also the different types of arts. You know what I mean? Like, you're learning a lot more. It's a deeper thing. So for me, I just, I did well in it. So I was like, you know what? I'm getting A's. Let me just, you know, I like it as well. Let me stick to this.
Yeah, that's interesting because since I live in the United States, I live in Florida. Mm. So we have them based on like electives, but it's mm-hmm. not necessarily a specific route that you go through. So mm-hmm. hearing that there is a route, you know, I'm interested in seeing that side in Canada and mm-hmm. just learning if you were able to change it, if you weren't, you know, and just. I like learning about different countries and different mm-hmm. cities and just the places and like how the actual people live through. So in hearing you from Canada, from mm-hmm. Toronto, I'm able to learn these things that I wouldn't have learned otherwise.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really, it's funny because everyone has such a different way, right? Every country has their own different way. And yeah, it is very interesting because I have a lot of family that's in the United States too. And we always talk about the differences in the school system or like, you know what I mean? Everything. Yeah. So yes, it's definitely interesting.
What's one of the things that you guys, that you, the family that you have in the United States and you in Canada see the differences within the school system?
Yeah, no. One thing I would say is definitely high school, just like how I actually gave the example too, just the way that we construct our classes, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that big of a difference, but I feel like you guys might have more options because even you guys have the, I don't know if you guys still have the driver's ed in school.
Yeah, I think some schools do.
Oh, okay. Because for us, we don't have that at all. You know what I mean? We don't get the driver's ed in school at all. You have to do that on your own time with the, you know what I mean, outside of school. You actually have to go to a center and do all that kind of stuff. We don't get those options. I feel like Americans, you guys definitely have more options, variety in schools, like subjects. But for us, we're a little bit limited in that sense as well. But also the structure, I think, is a little bit different. But to be honest, the majority is similar.
Yeah.
The majority is similar, yeah.
Did anyone specific play a role in you wanting to try art?
Not necessarily. My mom is definitely very creative. She did all the decorations in her house. She does like interior, there's like her own interior design. So she's very good at that. She's always been a creative person. So maybe genetically, I don't know, it could have came to me too, because, you know, that's an option. But other than that, no one really else. She's always been creative, and I've always taken that from her. And just even when I was a little kid, you know, just drawing and like doodling and, you know, writing. And like I told you, also like being pretending to be a teacher and stuff like that. But no one, not an exact person though, that led me to art. It was more just choosing that path for myself.
And when did you realize you wanted to open a business doing wall art?
Yeah, so it's actually been very recent. We're actually going into, I think, the fifth or sixth month of it fully launching. Here, I'll double check for you. But it's very, very recent. Mm-hmm. And the thing that led me to open this up is just, you know, my love for art. Yeah, so September 13 was the launch that I did, 2019. So that was just a few months ago, right? So, yeah, no, I did that recently just because I sat down and I kind of wrote a list of where I wanted my life to be. You know what I mean? Like in 10 years, like what did I want for my life? And what I did was I wrote a list of what I wanted for my life. And then I wrote the skills that I had. That's what I did. And while I was writing those skills that I had, I'm just like, I love art and I've always loved art. You know what I mean? And I'm good at it. And I know I'm good at it, but how can I put that into something that can bring me income and help me in my life, help me succeed? And so that's when I got the idea of DK Art. I was just like, you know what? It doesn't hurt. I always say this to my friends and like people around me. It doesn't hurt to try something because you don't lose nothing at all. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe, yes, you're putting in money, but money goes. You know what I mean? So without risk, there's no success without risk, right? So I was just like, okay, let me start this. Let's see how it goes. And then from there, I just started it and, you know, still going at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a process. Any part of a business, it's a process. There's all these steps and all these things that come with it. And sometimes it's challenging and sometimes it's rewarding. And it's just amazing. It's like this whole pot.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a mix of many things. It's a mix of many, many things.
How long have you been creating art consistently?
Yeah, consistently, I would say at least fully a year. Just because before I launched DK Art, I really sat down and really started just creating. Because as I think I mentioned before, and I think everyone really knows that the more you practice, the better you get at it. Because you can be an amazing artist, but if you had been painted in like years and then you decide to get back into it, it's not going to be the same, right? Yeah. So consistently, definitely a year that I sat down and just, you know, started painting and just, you know, like, you know, improving some of my techniques, you know what I mean? Like also researching, like, because Google has everything, you know what I mean? Like you can always better yourself, even though you have a skill, you can always better yourself. So just searching online, different techniques, and then trying different techniques and so on. And then finally finding my own style. And then from there, I was like, okay, I think I have this down. I think I could do this. And then I started DK Art.
What have you found to be the most challenging in your business?
Oh my gosh, so many things, you know. It's true what they say, you know, running a business is truly not easy. First of all, from finding clients to gathering up your audience and, you know what I mean? Just being consistent as well, because, you know, in a world where you have to make money to survive and a business that is slow, it's not always the easiest. So yeah, definitely the number one challenge that I've had is really finding clients and finding my way of selling, because I have it online. I have an online shop for DK Art. So that's one way that I sell. But another way that I sell that I was able to find was I go to these I do like pop-ups, like a little pop-up shop. And I do that in like different events. Like if I have a friend that's doing an event, like they usually do like poetry events. In Toronto, there's so many different options, just like Florida, because I've been to Florida too. You guys have a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So whenever there's an event, if I have a friend and they have a space for a vendor, I'm just like, okay, can I, you know, come and kind of sell my art? So I've done that twice already. And that's where I was able to get my first clients. And it's been really exciting because, you know, oh my God, like people are actually complimenting your work and they want to buy and they do buy. So, but that has been the challenging part because if I'm not at the pop-up shop, I found that it's very slow for my online shop. So that's definitely my biggest challenge right now, finding clients.
Yeah, finding clients with everything can be a bit challenging.
Definitely.
What is the best part about building your brand and business on social media?
Honestly, the best part would probably just be, I think social media gives you a little bit more exposure, right? You know what I mean? It gives you a platform where you can actually showcase your stuff. Because sometimes I think about it, I'm just like, if we did not have social media, like, can you imagine how much harder it would be? Like, you know what I mean? It would be ridiculously hard. Social media just gives you just, you know what I mean? So far, I've been, there was another company that just featured my art page on their page. They're an art Instagram page where they promote art, and I was just thankful just for that, you know what I mean, just a little bit of exposure. I was like, okay, thankful. I was very thankful. But yeah, like it's definitely the best part is just having that platform. Having that platform, and you know what I mean, getting people to even just look at it, even if they're not buying, them just following and appreciating your art keeps you going. You know, it's kind of like it keeps you motivated, it keeps you going. So definitely the best part is just, you know, having that platform. Yeah.
No, yeah, social media, it's amazing just the amount of people you're able to bring in just by having a conversation with them.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And those hashtags, they work too, like, especially because I've been doing a lot of research on like hashtags that work for like art and stuff. They bring in people too. So imagine not having social media and having that platform and those hashtags, you know. So yeah, definitely thankful.
Yeah, imagine all the people you would have to call trying to get your art in the door if you didn't have social media.
It's not easy. Yeah.
What are some things you would love to add to your business in the future?
Yeah, no, I have like 5-year plan. You know how when people do the whole 5-year, 10-year plan, I have so much that I want to do, you know, just growing it. But my main goal for DK Art is in the future for it to just be an art shop. Like, you know what I mean? I've been to so many different art shops. We have a lot here in Toronto. And also, I don't know if you've heard of Montreal. Montreal is another city.
Here, in
Quebec. Mm-hmm. But when I was in Montreal for my friend's birthday, we did a little trip to Montreal for a week. And when we're downtown, we saw so many different art shops. And in my head, I always told myself, I'm just like, eventually, I will also own an art shop. Such a big goal of mine. I'm just like, I have to. You know what I mean? I love it. I love doing this. I love art. And it's really a passion of mine. I could do this for the rest of my life. It's one of those things where you see yourself just continuously doing it. So definitely growing it into really a physical shop with people, like, you know, employees in there and just selling my art. Even if I'm the person, even if I have to be the person selling it in the art shop, I will do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. As long as that is accomplished, it's definitely one of the biggest goals for DK Art. You know,
yeah, that sounds so cool. Being able to, because I've always seen in like movies, you just walk in,
right?
And you see all this art, and they do like those like events to just do
exactly. Art.
And you have like your wine, and you're just walking around.
Trust me, it's definitely a goal, and you know, the only way to achieve it is, you know what I mean? Like you just gotta keep going, and that's why I keep telling myself, you just keep going, keep making. And, you know, eventually it will, you know, be accomplished some way.
Yeah. What's something you'd advise people to do from the beginning?
Yeah. Something I would advise if you're starting a business or, you know what I mean? It's just the consistency is so important, because even I struggle with that, you know what I mean? Because I know life can be so hectic, so much things can, you know what I mean? Like, there could be so many things happening. But I think one thing is you have to be sure of what you want to do. And you have to be, you have to, like, what I did was I created a business plan. Mm-hmm. I created a business plan with all the things I need to do to get to where I need to be. You know what I mean? And then I'm just consistently going through that list. So one thing I would just say is be consistent, stick to it. Even if it's not going as you planned, just keep doing it. You know what I mean? Just keep going, doing it. And then maybe, you know, results will come. Because even me, when I launched my first, when I launched DKR, I had no clients for like so many months, like maybe like 2 or 3 months. I didn't have any clients. I was like, oh my God, like damn, like I'm starting this whole thing. Nobody is buying. No one, people have been on the, I can see that people checked the website, but yeah, they weren't purchasing. No one purchased. And so far, no one has purchased on my online website. But I kept going, and I did my pop-up stuff, my pop-up shop, and people were buying. So just because one door is closed doesn't mean that all the doors are closed. You know what I mean? There's other ways that you can do it. If one way isn't working, just keep leave it there. Maybe someone will come, but look for other ways of bringing in people. So, you know what I mean? And since then I've had a lot more clients. And yeah, so one thing I would just say is be consistent, keep going. And in the beginning, just know what you want to do. Make a list of what you want to do so that you don't lose sight of your goals.
Yeah, that's very true. Being consistent is everything.
It really is, eh? And the thing is, it applies to everything in life too, to be honest. If you think about it, it applies to so many things in life, not just your business, but, you know, other things.
Yeah, it applies to so much, because with consistency, then there's practice.
Exactly.
And practice makes perfect. And exactly, then that's how you get better.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
And what do you want to be known for when you're 80 years old?
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is such a big question, because I was like, you know, it's at 80, you know, you want your, well, personally for me, like, I want my name to still be out there, you know, like, I don't want this, like, I don't want DKR to just be something that I started and, you know, it just went down and nobody knows about it. At 80 years old, I would love, like I mentioned, like, if I have an art shop, right? Even if it's more than one, that would be amazing. That would be such a great goal. But yeah, just having something physical that people can, you know what I mean? Like, people can see, people can walk into, people can, like, you know, remember. I want to be remembered. I guess that's really what it is. I want to be remembered in some kind of way. If it's not just through DKR, because I have so many ideas, I have so many different things that I want to do, you know what I mean? So yeah, just being remembered, that, like, my name's still out there, or my brand still out there. So I don't know how it's going to be in 80 when I'm 80 with Instagram. I don't know if Instagram will still be. Can you imagine? Years from now and Instagram's still up there.
Everybody posting the same picture.
Right? Craziness. It's like DKR is still on Instagram. It's crazy to think. Yeah, it's really interesting to see at that age what social media will be like, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just to be remembered.
Yeah. Oh my God. Social media would probably be like virtual. Like, we'd be able to,
right?
Contact lens.
Literally. World. Oh my God, I'm so curious to see that.
We might actually be able to meet in a virtual, right? World.
Right? That's true.
In the podcast when we're 80.
Literally. Because the way technology is moving, it's moving really quickly. So who knows?
Oh my God. I'm excited, but I'm scared all at the same time.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I don't know. You know, like, it can be very, very, like, crazy. So
yeah.
Who knows?
And
we have to save the environment, to be honest.
Oh,
because
that's true.
You know what I mean? We're not going to make it until then, because people don't take you seriously.
Yeah.
But anywho, that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other world.
Yeah.
What's something you're working on right now that not many people know about?
Yeah. So right now I'm actually working on a new collection for DKR, actually. So I've been painting some, because right now, like, if you even go on the Instagram page, I haven't posted in a while, and unfortunately, I do want to post something, but I'm just like, you know what? I want to introduce this new collection. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, okay, like I'll try to post stories or something to keep it still active. Mm-hmm. But I'm working on a whole new line for DK Art with bigger sized paintings. Because right now I'm doing, my paintings are the size 11 by 16 mm-hmm. inches, which mm-hmm. is a regular poster size. Yeah, but right now I'm working a little bit on bigger canvases just because I've had some family members that have requested bigger paintings for, you know, their dining room, you know, living area. So the new collection has multiple different sizes and some for people that want a small painting mm-hmm. or a bigger painting and so on. So that's coming up really soon. It's been kind of challenging to, you know, really get it through because, you know, with work and everything else, it's hard to bring everything together. But yeah, that's something that's coming up very soon.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because a lot of the paintings that you see in like dining rooms, they're a lot bigger than the normal little
poster. Exactly, exactly.
So, yeah, being able to, and to actually see that come to life, because when you're so used to doing it smaller and you do one bigger, it's like, wow, like I did that.
Exactly. It's been really crazy. And, you know, like, I don't have much storage, so it's like, you know, all this stuff, they're like adding up. But I'm like, I already know at least the bigger paintings. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it up on the Instagram page, but some of the bigger paintings, I already know who it's going to because I'm doing some custom ones for family members too. Mm-hmm. And my family has been definitely very supportive with that, with even not, and you know, not even asking for free handouts, really saying that, you know what, we're going to pay for you to do this because, you know, we know that it's your business and you're trying to grow it. You know what I mean? So it's been really good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's the bonus round. Mm-hmm. If you could choose to have a superpower, what would it be?
A superpower that I would probably want to have is, what is it called? The one where you can be anywhere, like you could just, is it?
Transporting.
Yeah, transporting. Either way, yes. So basically just being able to transport where I need to just because mm-hmm. I have to be in so many different places and I always have to work with my time. But if I had the superpower to kind of just be like, okay, now I'm going to be at the art shop to buy what I need for my art. Mm-hmm. I'm good. And then now I'm home and then I have to go to work and I have to come back. You know what I mean? Like that would be really awesome. And it would save me a lot of gas.
Yeah, it would save you time and gas.
Exactly. It would save me time and gas. Yeah.
I think it's called teleporting. That's
what teleporting. That's exactly it. I was like, it's close to transportation. Well, like the teleporting is actually.
Yeah, it's like transportation. No, it's teleporting.
Teleporting, yeah, exactly.
If you could choose anywhere in the world to live, where would it be?
I definitely do love Toronto, but you know, the time, like times like this where it's like winter and it's getting really cold, you know, sometimes you're wishing you're somewhere sunny. I actually love Florida. You're very, very lucky to live in like a state that I love. I've been to Florida a couple of times. Actually, I've been there 3 times and I usually go to Miami and you know, Miami is actually one of my favorite cities just because it's not too far from Toronto. You know what I mean? I think it's like a 3 to 4 hour plane ride and it's just, you know, it's just south of us or whatever. So I would definitely, I would love to be in Miami. You know what I mean? You guys have amazing weather. You're so like, are you in Miami or which part of Florida do you live in?
In Miami, yeah.
Oh, you're in Miami, see, girl. You're so lucky. I love Miami. But yeah, I would definitely love to be in Miami, especially right now because it's cold here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way too cold. I don't like the cold, so I'm very
happy. Yeah, I can imagine. You live in Miami. You've been living in Miami. So, like, I don't think you would love the cold at all.
I mean, there's some people that live in Miami that love the cold. And they live in the cold.
That's crazy. Know how. Trust me. I've been in Toronto, like, all my life. And, you know, like, I'm used to the cold. But I would rather be in a sunny place. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you live with something, you're used to it. But you would still rather have something else. So, yeah.
Yeah. If you could choose one problem in your business that you have right now to be solved, what would it be?
Finding clients. If I can literally, if someone can, I would love if magically, like, you know what I mean? Like a list of clients appears to me, you know what I mean? And I just have to call them and introduce them to my work, I would love that. You know what I mean? Because that's really my biggest obstacle right now is really finding clients. So, you know, it would really be awesome to have that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Give me a place where I can find them and I'll go, you know?
Yeah, it's really true. I had a list and all I had to do was contact each of them.
Trust me, girl. That would
be pretty cool.
It would help. It would help a lot.
And if you could choose someone as a customer, what would it be and why? Who would it be and why?
To be honest, as a customer, I would probably pick someone that has a lot of influence. Just because especially with business, sometimes it only takes that one person to open up a door for you, to be honest. So even if it was a celebrity or like, I don't know, a really, you know, someone very influential, like it doesn't even have to be a celebrity, even like YouTubers, because even now YouTubers are very influential.
Yeah.
Even someone on Instagram, like someone that would just really help me open up that door of, you know, bringing in people. That would help. I can't think of one person particularly. If I had to pick one person, I don't even know. Honestly, I would just go with a big celebrity. you know, like maybe Beyonce or something, because she has a lot of influence. Because with her whole Ivy Park thing and her sending it to all these other celebrities and other influencers, and you know, it was a whole big thing. Now imagine if it was DK Art that she was sending, you know what I mean?
Or even that would be like closet. What if DK Art was on the closet?
Literally. That would be so amazing, you know what I mean? And that would bring so many people. They'll be like, oh, DK Art, let me check that out. So that would be a great dream come true. Yes. Oh, man.
And if you can choose any type of paint that you would use and why, that you would choose and why?
Yeah, so, well, right now I use acrylic paint, and I just did that on, like, regular canvases. I like acrylic. I don't think I would change it. I would still choose acrylic paint just because it flows more with what I do. You know, I do abstract art. So I need something that really the color is very powerful. You know how like watercolors are very different because it's light colors. It's pastel, kind of like a pastel flow. So it would definitely just stick with acrylic. It just works better with the style of art that I do.
Yeah.
So I would probably just stick to that.
And is there any brand specifically that you would, if you had the money to choose any brand of acrylic paint, what would it be?
To be honest, it's funny because I don't really look at brands because what I find, to be honest, my opinion personally, because I've tried different brands with my acrylic paint, I find that a lot of them are similar. And it sucks because some people will think, oh, you know, because this is more expensive, I'm going to get a better quality or whatever. But I feel like a lot of the higher brands are actually scamming people, to be honest, because I've tried two different brands where they were different prices, one higher than the other, and I almost had the exact same results with my painting. So I actually, especially for art, with other things I can see, you know, some stuff are actually better with, like, you know, but with art and paint, I feel like honestly it doesn't make that big of a difference. Save your money because, first of all, you're building a business. It's already taking up a lot of your money. So always try to find alternatives that you don't have to spend a lot. So if you're doing an art business, trust me, like, it's not that big of a difference, especially if you're still you're just starting out. Use what you can afford. And then maybe you can grow, you know, slowly, gradually into something a little bit higher quality. But it doesn't make that big of a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for spending your time here talking to us. Now, where can they find you? What's your website, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everything?
No, thank you so much for having me. Anyways, this was really fun. You guys can find me. I have so many. Oh my god! But I'll start with the DK. So, I have my art page, which is DK Art. And then you can find, that's on Instagram. And then you can also find me on DK Bright, which is my brand for my Instagram fashion and style. You can find me also on YouTube. under DK Bright, and on there I have like fashion stuff, DIY, a mix of a whole bunch of stuff. Like I said, it's good to have so many different, you know, incomes coming in. So I use YouTube as one of that as well. And then you can also find me on Facebook under DK Art and also DK Bright. So yeah, that should be everything, I think. With all the things I have, it's hard to remember everything, but that should be everything there.
Yeah, well, I'll write everything in the show notes so everybody knows where to
perfect. Find you. Thank you.
They have your links, so I'll gather all that information. But thank you so much for coming, spending your time and talking to us about you.
Yeah, and, no, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, like, it's good to do the like these podcasts. It's really awesome because, you know, someone could be watching and they want to start their business, and you know what I mean, it gives them kind of a glimpse of, you know, how it, the reality of it, right? Because sometimes, you know, people show that like everything is nice and you start a business, everything will go well, but it's nice to have a realistic opinion out there too. So it was definitely a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have an incredible day.
You too. Okay. Bye. All right, bye.